Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Before we get into this week's episode, just want to give you an update on thewarriorspath.org. It's a membership site that I'm putting up that is just going to be packed full of great stuff. There's going to be three opportunities to participate. There's going to be e-books, audios, exercises, study guides. I mean, it's just going to be a packed place to really develop mental strength and a warrior mindset and how to apply it, because that's one thing about studying anything is how are you going to apply it? What are you going to use it for? How are you going to use your mental strength and warrior mindset in life to achieve personal success? And the warriorspath.org is going to assist you with that. And as it comes closer to the launch, I will keep you informed. Okay, so today we're going to talk about bravery. And bravery and personal success and bravery in life, and this is one topic that, you know, could go on and on and on for hours and hours and hours, depending on who you want to talk to about it. The point of this one, though, is to challenge you into really having a realistic approach to how brave you are. I know that that's kind of challenging your ego. Oh yes, I'm brave, I can do this, I can do that. And I think at different parts, in different aspects in our life, we all have exhibited bravery. We all have exhibited this bravery. And I guess to begin, we should look at the definitions. So there are three of them that come to mind, and I will put these on the blog post for you to read through. One of them is the condition or quality of being brave and courage. Another one is splendor or magnificence. That's usually not associated with bravery, but I like that. That's from dictionary.com. And having or displaying courage, resolution, or daring. Not cowardly or timid. Timid. That's the one. If we are showing timidness in how we approach a situation, are we really, truly exhibiting bravery? Now again, many times we think of bravery with a warrior, and that is absolutely correct. However, I would say that the warrior archetype, and if you want to get into more of these archetypes, the archetypes themselves, I'm going to go into in detail in the warriorspath.org, but the warrior archetype is one of taking action, of courageous action, of actually being disconnected emotionally from the task at hand. And that's done for a very larger purpose, not just done for the individual's own sake. That's kind of why when you follow your bliss, following your path, the warrior's path, when you're following your path with heart, your path with heart, you're living your purpose, you're doing something above and beyond just for your own benefit. So with bravery, we can talk about not acting cowardly or not acting timid. And you can take a look at how do you approach your life in a daily basis. Where do you kind of hold yourself back? Holding yourself back is acting timid, right? If you are presented with an opportunity to speak in front of 400 people on a subject that you're passionate about, would you do it? Or would you go, oh, geez, I really can't do that now. I don't have this. I don't have that. That's acting timid. That's not bravery. When you look at where you are holding yourself back, I would challenge you to say, how is this behaving? How is this exhibiting being timid? And then how can you exhibit bravery? And it may be things such as going to your boss and asking for a raise. It could be asking that person out for a date. It could be speaking your truth in a calm, assertive manner. All of those are bravery. One of the best examples is the Special Olympics. I mean, you take a look at these these young athletes, and they're out there. They are so brave. They are out there putting forth effort with their challenges that they're facing. And we look at, oh, we can't get to the gym because we're tired, or we can't do this because of that. That is, when we start making excuses for why we're not doing something, that is acting timid. That is not bravery. So I'm really expanding this concept of bravery so that you can, that you will look at your internal dialogue, look at your actions, and say, is this exhibiting bravery? If somebody was watching me, would they say that I'm acting brave or I'm acting timid? You know, bravery, you can think of, I like to use animals, and bravery, kind of like the rhino charging through the jungle and not letting anything get in their way. And the timid part is the mouse. But although the mouse also does exhibit bravery in its own right, but I think that's generally what we come to when we think of these two words. So what I want you to do this week is, when you are holding yourself back, when you say, boy, I really would like to do this, or I'd like to say this, or I'd like to whatever it may be, and you find yourself not doing it, ask yourself, am I being timid or am I being brave? And that's it. Those two choices. I don't want, what I want you to do is make sure that you keep those two choices there, as opposed to making excuses on why timid, on why you're not doing something isn't being timid. Well, I don't have this and I don't have that. That's still making excuses. The behavior, we're talking about a behavior of, if nobody could hear what's going on in your mind and all they could do is see what you are doing, what actions you are taking, would they say you're acting bravely, or would they say you're acting timidly? And all the excuses that you make only satisfy yourself as to why you're not doing what you're doing. And what you can do is flip those around and say, how can I act brave in spite of this? And when you start looking at that, especially when it comes down to your personal success, presuming that you're walking on a path with heart, meaning that you're following your purpose, you're living your life of power, purpose, passion, and perseverance, when you're living that life and you take a look at making a decision, will it be a brave decision or will it be a timid decision? When you are following your path, all your decisions will be based in bravery and not timidness. Timidness is not to be confused with caution. Timid is not doing it. Caution is doing it and being aware of what you're doing. So you can be brave and cautious at the same time. And the key there is moving forward towards what you want and being aware of what you are doing. Timid is not doing it whatsoever, or doing it with such low energy that you are not producing the results you want. So when it comes down to, I mean, here we are almost at the end of January, and we talked a little bit in the beginning about setting goals. One of the first podcasts for this year was setting goals, doing achievable outcomes. Have you set that? Have you done that? If you've done that, are you taking brave and courageous action, inspired action to achieve those? Or did you just listen to the podcast for entertainment and then go on to another one? Because, hey, if this is entertaining, great. At least it's doing something for you. My goal here is, though, to light a fire under you, to have you reflect upon your life, because if things don't change, here's the scary part. What you're living today could be the pinnacle of your life, of your existence. This could be it. This is the peak. Is that really what you want to do? Do you want to look back when you're 80, 90 years old and say, wow, that was it. I peaked then. I doubt it. If you're listening to this or reading my blog post, I doubt that's what you want. So how can you change that? Because if you don't do anything different, you're going to keep getting the same stuff. Doing something different is acting brave in spite of, and acting brave because of, and not being timid. And part of the bravery comes from knowing what you want. Knowing what you want is your goal. So I hope you can see how this all comes together, that when you establish your goals, when you know what your passion is, what you know what your purpose is, and you start walking that path with heart, you will have the bravery to help you keep taking that step after step after step. If you don't know why what you're doing or why you're doing it or what the purpose of life is and all those big questions that happen to us around 35, 40, 45 years old, we then tend to approach life timidly. And we go through this through a period of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, or we even go through it not haphazardly, but so chaotically. We take a lot of action, but we don't know what we're doing. It's not a bravery type action. It's just I just got to do something. I'm fed up. Something's got to change, and you start doing whatever without a focused intent to it. So when you are walking that path with heart and you come to an obstacle, you know that you dig down and you act brave. You act with courage. And if you're having a challenge with that, I will say that part of the reason why I put together the warriorspath.org site is because many people aren't able to come out and work with me one-on-one on my workshop. I have a 2.5-day intensive where I work with you one-on-one, and we look at what things are holding you back. We release, meaning you and I. I'm there one-on-one, and it's a private one-on-one session. Nobody else is there, and I work with you in releasing all the negative emotions, the fear, the anger, the sadness, the doubt. We put together, we find out what your purpose is, we find out what your passion is, and then we work together in developing a plan so that you can act brave and take courageous action, take inspired action, to live a life of power, purpose, passion, with perseverance. And that's, so if you're not able to come out to work with me on that, that's the warrior's quest that I have. The next best thing would be the warriorspath.org. Next best thing there is to listen to these podcasts. Get the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. Those will help you find your path with heart. Those will help you create that bravery. That will help you live a life of power, purpose, passion, and perseverance, because we have been told that we should obey. We've been told that we should obey our teachers, our bosses, government, and when we are taught so much to obey, we lose our bravery. We have been brainwashed, if you will, into being cowards and timid. And so remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program.